Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Thursday, September 9th. First, the weather. The pattern will continue, a 30% chance of rain and an afternoon high around 90 that will feel like more than 100. Let's get things started with COVID. A Leon County judge has blocked the administration of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis from enforcing a ban on strict mask mandates in schools. That means 13 school districts with mask requirements that allow only medical opt-outs can keep enforcing their mandates. Their ability to do so might be short-lived, however, the state is expected to appeal the decision. Districts with mask mandates include Miami-Dade and Broward counties. In food news, Chuck's Diner in Coconut Grove is expanding. In 18 short months, Little Havana-raised chef Michael Beltran put peanut butter and jelly in a pastelito, duck confit in a medianoche sandwich and artisanal roasted coffee in a cortadito. This Cuban-American mashup was a hit, such a hit that the crowd soon overwhelmed a diner that was little more than a counter with 11 seats. Chuck's needed to get bigger, and now it has. The main highway restaurant closed for a full remodel in November of 2020, expanded into the space next door and just reopened as a full-fledged restaurant with 70 seats inside. It will continue serving upscale takes on Cuban cuisine, breakfast all day, and a full bar to host night owls as late as 2 a.m. on the weekends. And it will feature something new for the area, Coconut Grove's first Cuban coffee ventanita. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In zoo news, Tesla the electric eel needed to see the doctor. The 17-year-old eel at Zoo Miami had several growths develop over the past few weeks. So zoo staff decided to bring Tesla in for a procedure to remove them. That was a tricky proposition, given the eel's ability to generate up to 800 volts of electricity. This week, staffers used special rubber insulated gloves and nets to move the 4-foot Tesla into a transport container with water that had anesthetic drugs diluted in it. The anesthesia took hold on the way to the zoo's animal hospital, and the eel was weighed, x-rayed and moved to an exam table. A medical team surgically removed several growths on Tesla's body. Results from cultures and biopsies won't be known for several weeks, so it's unclear what's causing the growths. While the eel was under, staff drew blood and conducted an ultrasound to check for any other issues. Tesla is otherwise in good health and recovering well in the zoo's Amazon and beyond area. In sports, the Miami Dolphins are hoping to kick off a 2021 season filled with big expectations with a fast start, and to do so, they will have to beat a familiar opponent. The team will travel to Foxborough to face the New England Patriots at 4:25 p.m. Sunday. In a new Dolphins in Depth podcast, the Miami Herald's Daniel Oifisi is joined by Pro Football Focus NFL reporter Doug Kide to discuss the Dolphins-Patriots matchup. Find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, in environment news, another summer fish kill hit Biscayne Bay over Labor Day weekend as oxygen-starved waters appeared to smother dozens of fish. It's the latest indicator of a pollution problem that Miami-Dade County needs to fix. The scope of this fish kill isn't known. Environmental groups, academics and county crews were on the bay this week to search for more dead fish and obtain detailed readings on oxygen levels and other indicators of water quality. A county spokesperson said Miami-Dade's environmental arm was aware of hundreds of dead fish on the eastern side of the bay off Miami Beach. Miami Waterkeeper said it received reports of 4 different spots of dead fish. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.